Seems like there's always grooves in the top of it or something like that.
You call that cornbread too?
Yeah, you can call it corn sticks, whatever you want to. That's cornbread, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular type of cornbread you've ever heard that might be a little bit on the coarser side? Like the quality might not be as good as what you're accustomed to?
I would call it hush puppies, but I don't think that'd be. I think of them as very nice, yeah. Good to eat.
What I'm thinking about is a pome, corn pome.
Corn pome.
What does that mean to you?
Not much, because I haven't ever dealt with it much.
Dude, it would be hard put to describe it.
You could put something in front of me, I wouldn't know what the hell it is.
Say, have you ever heard of any type of cornbread that might have been made years ago by cooking it in the fireplace, covering it with ashes?
Ash cake?
Yeah. As far as you know, is that still made?
I guess it is. I don't think many people do it now, but I think more people are going to be doing it.
Well, what about, have you ever heard of any type of dish made with cornmeal that you would cook in, say, a deep pan, and it comes out soft enough that you can spoon the stuff out on the hot mashed potatoes?
Mush.
Okay. What about spoon bread? You ever heard of that?
Possibly. I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know what it is. I know very little about cornbread and how it's cooked and everything. Can that mic pick me up over here?
Okay, well, yeah. What I say, if you made something, made up the batter, made out of cornmeal, and you poured them out maybe three or four at a time on a hot skillet, cooked them that way,
mm-hmm.
About so big, you know, what would you call those?
Griddle cakes, maybe, or something like that.
And this is made of cornmeal?
That's not griddle cakes, that's hot cakes. Yeah. Might be a little corn dodgers or something like that. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm no expert in cornmeal, but I got about 20 pounds of it sitting in my freezer if you
want to
know about it.
Well, since you mentioned griddle cakes, you said that's the same thing as hot cakes?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
No, not offhand.
Pancake?
Yeah, buckwheat cakes. That's really made out of buckwheat, really.
What about flapjacks?
Flapjacks, yeah, that's a good name for them.
Does the term hoe cake mean anything to you?
Yeah, I guess it's some kind of old settler's cake or something, but I really couldn't tell you there either.
As far as you know, would it be made of cornmeal?
Might be, it might not be. It might just be white flour for all I know. I don't know much about it.
Okay. Some people say that basically they're just two types of bread. There's a kind that you make at home, call that homemade bread.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the kind that you buy.
Store-bought.
Yeah. These things that you can make at home, fry them in a deep fat so they have a hole in the center.
Donuts.
Okay. What say if you took just a lump of that batter and cooked it without the hole? What would you call that?
A cruller, I believe.
A what?
A cruller?
Do you hear that used around here?
It's not around here very much.
Have any idea where you picked it up?
I picked it up in Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right off the top of your head, about how much flour would you say comes in a sack about that size?
How many cups come into
How much flour would you say comes in a sack about that size?
5 pound bag. Okay. Bought it today.
Or 5 pounds.
Okay.
And if you were making homemade bread, what you would use to get it to rise?
Yeast.
Okay. Tell me about some different ways of these things that chicken lays, you call them.
Eggs.
What about different ways of preparing eggs that you know about?
Boil them, fry them. Make them in 3 minute boiled eggs, I guess. If it's off a soft boiled egg, a hard boiled egg. You can make them into omelets, scramble them. Getting hungry now. Shower them, I guess, but I don't really know how to shower them. I've heard of showering eggs and I don't know how to do it myself.